So while China fully embraced the notion of class and its citizen barbarian basis, the sea, metaphorically, held no menace for it. As it wasn't concerned about infection or degeneracy of thoughts, they were quite confident in the perfection of their thought, and they didn't feel at all intimidated by outsiders. They, in fact, felt pity and assumed anybody who came in was trying to learn the truth from them, right? No, they didn't have that fear of contamination by the social disease of new thoughts. They did not feel that the rule of their philosophy could be challenged. And not just because of geographic isolation. And I say philosophy because, again, it is with words that we are controlled. But nonetheless, it is the seriousness of the repression that speaks to the power of the people. The degree to which they rigidly try to impose control speaks to the degree to which that which they seek to limit, the degree to which that is amazingly powerful. Amazingly powerful. We just have to start talking about it with each other so that we can release it in each other, with each other. So in the West, what's called the West? And that, see, again, we don't have our own definitions because the West includes Egypt. The West includes Syria. The West includes the circulation of peoples who exchanged ideas in what's called ancient times. So in this big Mediterranean bowl that generated the West, there is, and in those who came to dominate it, because I'm not including commoners in this. You see how hard it is just to say what we're trying to say? There is a deep insecurity in the rulers, the so-called rulers, that underlies the need for endless accumulation, which is only total privatization. That's all that means. Making sure none of it is in our hands. They are so afraid of our power. They don't want any ability to be self-creative in our hands. So they had continue to have an insurmountable for them, apparently, need to establish with absolute certainty that there is no alternative, quote unquote. This is what distinguishes the Western, quote unquote, version of class. The West's bottomless hunger speaks to a deep well of absence. Think of that child hanging in a tree. Why wasn't I good enough to keep? Found by a commoner, placed in a monastery, where he has or she has time to think. Perfection has become, in the ruler's minds, an all-consuming ambition.